A Greene County Food Assistance Center is expanding its service area. The North Greene Food Pantry is now offering help to anyone in the county as opposed to just people in the northern part of the county. Food Pantry Director Gail Custer explains.
We have had people contact us in different areas of Greene County saying that there is no food pantry that they can go to. The only one they would be able to go to would be the one in Greenfield. And the one in Greenfield is okay, but it's only commodities. So this we took back to the board of directors of our pantry and discussed this, and then we come up with the idea that we're going to open up our food pantry to anyone in Greene County so we can get those people that kind of fell through the cracks.
Custer says anyone who qualifies for food stamps is eligible to get food from the pantry at 200 North Main Street in Whitehall. He says he hopes with the expansion of service comes additional help.
I just hope that we get support from businesses and the churches to help us, to buy the food. That's, without that, without the churches and the businesses in our communities, we would never be here. So we're hoping that we're expanding. We hope the businesses and churches and the other towns help us also.
And the pantry is open on Tuesdays starting next month. Custer says hours will expand from 8:30 to 10:30 up to 8 until 11 a.m. The pantry will also be open on the first Saturday of the month.
So how do you like to do your banking? In a hurry, use the drive-thru? Or if it's after hours, an ATM? Sitting at your computer? Bank from your phone? Or maybe you just want to see a friendly face in person? No matter how you like to bank, the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company has got you covered with financial products and services that make your life a little easier, whether it's the click of a mouse or face-to-face. The Farmers State Bank and Trust Company, doing business your way. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fees and regulations for golf carts in South Jacksonville could end up mirroring the ones recently approved by the City of Jacksonville. Under a proposal from village trustees shared during two committee meetings last night, individuals living in South Jacksonville would buy a permit from the village, and Jacksonville residents would buy their permit from the city. Attorneys from both parties plan on creating guidelines for a permit that allows drivers to drive back and forth in Jacksonville and South Jacksonville. Trustees agreed the ordinance is still at least a month away from approval. In other action last night at Village Hall, trustees took the first steps towards addressing safety issues along Hardin Avenue. South Jacksonville resident Kim Rawl asked trustees to consider adding weight restrictions, additional stop signs, or sidewalks. Rawl informed trustees that every resident on Hardin she surveyed agreed the road has become unsafe. Water Superintendent John Green suggested a traffic study to see what kind of vehicles are coming down the street. Trustees noted the study would be a good start to future work on Hardin Avenue. And Fire Chief David Hickox reviewed options for a new village fire truck. Hickox is looking for a truck with a closed cab, up-to-date phone system, and basic updates. Hickox notes improving the South Jacksonville Protection Department is vital as the village continues to grow, and the current fire truck is 31 years old. Jacksonville police made two arrests last night and overnight. 37-year-old Peter Bobak of Lemont was arrested in the 1300 block of Lincoln at around 5:30 p.m. for disorderly conduct. Bobak remains in custody. 26-year-old Austin Hubbard of the 900 block of Northeast was picked up at Clay and Douglas at around 2 a.m. for possession of a controlled substance, possession of cannabis, driving with a suspended license, participation in methamphetamine manufacturing, possession of meth manufacturing materials, and possession of drug paraphernalia. According to police reports, Hubbard was initially pulled over for a traffic stop. Police reportedly found an active one-pot meth lab inside Hubbard's vehicle. He remains in custody. Morgan County deputies made two arrests yesterday afternoon. 49-year-old Brenda Lee Crane of the 1300 block of East Railroad was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 1 p.m. for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and theft. Crane remains in custody. 22-year-old Michael Smith of the 200 block of Howell was booked at the county jail at around 1:45 yesterday afternoon for obstructing justice, possession of a controlled substance, and resisting a peace officer. Smith remains in custody. Illinois' treatment of juvenile justice records is not keeping up with what is needed. That's the assessment of the Illinois Juvenile Justice Commission. A report released yesterday finds costly fees and complicated rules are barriers for young offenders from having their records expunged, haunting them for years. Retired Judge George Timberlake says weak confidentiality laws allow schools, employers, and many others the opportunity to see the records and, in effect, punish the person twice.
It's a human issue that the whole country understands now. Children commit crimes. They do things that they would never have done if they were not in that age group. And so this is a real attempt to allow those individuals to regain citizenship as a responsible person.
Fees to expunge records also stand in the way of individuals getting their histories cleaned up, and the commission says fees should be eliminated. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan is calling for an end to the statute of limitations on sex crimes against children. Madigan made the demand a day after former House Speaker Dennis Hastert admitted to molesting boys he coached. Prosecutors were not able to charge Hastert because the alleged acts happened decades ago. Madigan has called for reforms in the past, but says sometimes a high-profile case can lead to a change in law.
What do you get when you cross 40 years of experience with local ties right here in our community? You get Barfield Carpets. Steve and his crew know customer service is important to you. Knowledge and price are important when you're making decisions about your home. Barfield Carpets is such a trusted name, they're now serving their fourth generation of loyal customers. Barfield Carpets, experienced and local. Call Steve today, 243-2655. 243-2655.
Taking a look at news notes this morning, Trivia Night, sponsored by the Jacksonville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Proceeds benefiting Levitt Amp Music Series will be happening at the KC Hall tonight. Food available for purchase at 6. Trivia starts at 7, and it is $10 per person. To reserve a table, call 243-5678. Milk, yogurt, apples, and potatoes are available today at Salvation Army at 331 West Douglas. Note, this is an old news note. Apologies. We ask you to disregard that. And that's the only news note in the previous one to tell you about this morning. Glancing at weather conditions, high temperature yesterday was 66 degrees. Official low during the reporting period was 52. The overnight low, or low since midnight, was 53 degrees, and we did not measure any precipitation here at the radio station.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.